was the, what was in the...
There was a little, there was a little dash, a little paddle with, well, there was four little paddles on it, and it turned.
And after you milked the cow, what was the next thing right after?
We took the milk to the house and strained it, used a clean cloth to strain, what we call straining milk, and we would strain it.
What did you milk into, by the way?
Usually we had some aluminum buckets. That was the one thing that we used, was aluminum buckets to do the milking in to begin with. And then we would strain it into the stone jars that we kept it in.
I see. That's true. And then you mentioned, I think, yesterday the well.
Yes, that was our cooling system. As I said, some people had springs, but we didn't.
There are a lot of springs around
yes,
here.
Yes, there is.
What did they call the place where, how did they fix up the spring to use for cooling?
Well, the only ones that I remember seeing, they just took the milk in whatever kind of a pail they had it in, a bucket or a pail, and they would sit it down in the water. Of course, it had to be covered naturally with either a lid or some kind of a cloth, and they would just set it down in the spring. You had to be very careful not to spill this milk because it would ruin the water. That was the one thing people were real particular about, was spilling the milk, either in a well or in a spring.
I see.
Because it...
Did you ever build anything over the spring?
I have seen some built with a little shed over them.
Did that have a name?
I don't recall. I don't know what
house.
Could have been. I don't remember a name.
It must not have been too common.
It was not too common.
The thick sour milk that you might keep,
Clabber milk. Clabber milk.
And cottage cheese was always just cottage cheese.
Yes, it was always just cottage cheese.
Did you ever hear that called staircase or
no.
String cheese?
No.
No Germans around here, right?
Not very many. Very few.
Wherever you find Germans, German immigrants, you find that Germans. If the butter became too old, how do you describe it?
Stale or, well, old. It tastes old. The butter tastes old.
Rancid.
I know the word rancid, but we never used it usually in that respect. Mm-hmm. Usually it was
rancid. How would you describe old wheat?
Rancid.
That would be rancid.
That's when we use the term rancid. Mm-hmm. It means rancid.
How about the different ways that you would use corn? In fact, this might be the place we didn't mention on the tape. We talked about it, but not on the tape, about your father's grist
yes.
mill. I wonder if you cared.
We grew quite a little bit of corn. That was one of the main crops, the corn and cotton, and the corn was used to feed the team. The corn was used to fatten the hogs. The corn was used to feed the chickens. And the corn was used to make the meal that we had, where we got our cornbread. And my father did have a grist mill, and he ground his own meal. And then usually everybody didn't have a grist mill. So they would come to, we called it going to mill on Saturday morning. This is something that happened on Saturday morning, going to mill. And they would take their corn to my father's grist mill. He would grind it for them. He would keep a portion of it for his work.
I have two questions here. Suppose somebody saw your father on Friday. He might say, I'm going to bring up what?
Turn.
Turn corn.
I hadn't remembered that in a long time.